From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. In response to continued nuclear weapons development and ballistic missile testing, on Friday, the United Nations Security Council unanimously passed more, tougher sanctions on North Korea, including limits on the amounts of gasoline and diesel North Korea can import. The resolution also orders all North Koreans working in foreign countries to return home within 2 years, a move aimed at cutting off a source of revenue for the Kim Jong-un regime.
We are not trying to hurt the people of North Korea. We are pressuring the regime to change its policy.
That's Japanese Ambassador Koro Besho. For its part, North Korea is calling the latest sanctions an act of war and tantamount to a complete economic blockade. Peru's president, Pedro Pablo Kuczynski, announced on Sunday night that Alberto Fujimori, the ailing former president, who is serving a 25-year prison sentence for corruption and rights abuses, has been pardoned on humanitarian grounds. In his Christmas Eve remarks on Sunday, Pope Francis likened the journey of Mary and Joseph to the migrants of today who are forced to leave their homes for a better life. The Pope noted that Mary and Joseph arrived in a land where there was no place for them, as he drew parallels to contemporary time. Rescuers continue to search for survivors of a storm that ravaged the Philippines this week as the death toll nears 200. Rescue missions were slowed as rains continued and bridges and roads were destroyed by landslides that followed Tropical Storm Tembin. Reporting from Washington, this is VOA News. Christmas celebrations are underway in Bethlehem, but as Robert Berger reports from the Palestinian-ruled town, tensions with Israel and the United States have put a damper on this year's festivities.
Trump's decision has sparked violent Palestinian protests in Bethlehem and other parts of the West Bank, and that scared many pilgrims away. Security is tight. Turnout is sparse, but pilgrims who made the Christmas journey to the Grotto of the Nativity were glad they came. Sarah Dowda is from Nigeria.
I consider it a favor from God because this is a place that I can touch and strengthen my spirit that really Christ was born in Bethlehem. I have heard about it since childhood, but now I can see and touch.
For pilgrims, visiting Jesus' birthplace on Christmas is an experience of faith. But for Palestinians who live here, Christmas is a gloomy reminder that Bethlehem's message of peace on earth has not been fulfilled 2,000 years on. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
In a late-breaking development, on Sunday evening, Guatemalan President Jimmy Morales said that he, too, had given instructions to move his country's embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Venezuela's leftist government released the first of 80 prisoners promised to be freed on Sunday in a rare goodwill gesture to the opposition. President Nicolas Maduro's government announced on Saturday that it would release at least 80 people who were detained after participating in anti-government demonstrations. Spain's King Felipe VI has used his traditional Christmas Eve address to call on Catalonia's newly elected parliament to renounce further moves towards independence. In a televised speech on Sunday night, the king said the way forward cannot once again lead to confrontation or exclusion. The king gave the address 4 days after a regional parliamentary election that resulted in separatist parties being voted back into power. Spain's prime minister dissolved the previous parliament after it voted in October to declare Catalonia an independent republic. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says that he's received enough signatures to qualify to participate in the upcoming presidential election and challenge incumbent leader Vladimir Putin. He said that despite all the differences in resources, we can oppose the current government successfully. The election will be held in March of 2018. Vladimir Putin is widely predicted to win. Turkey has dismissed more than 2,700 public sector employees, the latest firings in a wide-scale crackdown.
That's the latest world news from VOA.